My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up. Our final segment of our Monday show. We thank you, everybody who listened all evening long. Any of the interviews that we have this evening, if you missed out on them, you can go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. You can pick up on everything that you missed this evening. You know, part of my off season is to travel around the state to camps and going to see a lot of football players, rising talent. 2 years ago at the University of South Florida, I ran into a quarterback who was just in 10th grade at the time and somebody who threw the ball pretty well, very athletic, looked really good. I find that he goes to Ocala Trinity Catholic, where as a 10th and 11th grader, he led that team to a state championship appearance. Then family moved south. Father got a job down in South Florida. Family moved, enrolled at Cardinal Gibbons, where he was throughout the spring and into the summer, then left and headed to Chaminade Madonna, where he was, I guess, relegated as a second and third team quarterback. Injuries, people leaving, one thing led to another, and Preston Wright had his first start here in South Florida last Friday night against one of the best teams in the state, American Heritage Plantation, Diabella at quarterback, junior who's committed to Texas. And by the end of the exciting game, where Chaminade won 48 to 45, guess who stood alone in the spotlight? He was 27 of 43, 487 yards, 4 touchdowns, and no interceptions. We welcome in Preston Wright. Preston, thanks so much for taking the time. And you know what? You said something to me a couple of weeks ago, and you said everything will work out. And you know what? You're prophetic.
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you guys for having me. And yes, sir, when I told you that a couple of weeks, you know, it was one of those things that you know that the Lord has a plan for everybody. And if you just stay the track, then eventually things will work out. And I'm just excited to have the opportunity to play at such a powerhouse like Chaminade and extremely blessed to be able to go out there last Friday and put on a show for everybody. So it was a really good experience.
You know, it's funny, and I was saying all night, all these people, who is this kid? Who is this? I said, if you really did your homework, I mean, he led a team to a state title game 2 years in a row. He's been one of the most physical quarterbacks. He's always done well everywhere he's gone. He's always singled out by a lot of the coaches and all the people on hand. And, you know, I kind of knew when you came down that you had all this inside you, because I've watched you in the past, very athletic, play baseball as well. You were presented this assignment. Most would be kind of a little bit nervous about it. Not you, because you figured, hey, you know what? This is my chance. This is, you know, if nothing else happens the end of the year, if I go out and do well against a highly regarded team like American Heritage, I'll be on the map. College, I'll have a film for college coaches to look at. I'll have an opportunity to showcase what I have skill-wise. like you said, God does have a plan. And for you, the other night was pretty much a career defining evening. In that 3.5 hours, you may have changed the course of what's going to happen in the future. Talk about that and how you remain. I know it's easy for you, for me to say, but you remain so darn positive all the time. You know, even when things were going against you, you found a way to just, you know what? Hey, you know what? What am I going to do? And you're one of those mature guys way beyond your years who sits down and says, you know what? What's out of my control is out of my control. Why should I worry about it? Talk about that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was, Mr. Bluestein, you know, as we were going through this whole journey, everything was kind of in the clouds, especially moving down here in such an awkward time of my high school career. But, you know, my parents always pushed me and my brothers that, you know, Jesus Christ is our source of strength and our purpose. And, you know, everything we do in life will require a faith that sometimes has to be tested in order for it to shine. And, you know, we were able to rise to the top, even in a situation that may not have been ideal to a lot of people. But like you said, also being ready for Friday night at TC, we played some of the country's, you know, hardest teams and elite players. I mean, we had the 21st hardest schedule in Florida last year at TC, and a lot of people forget that. But Coach Brantley was, you know, it was viewed as he was out of his mind for scheduling that gauntlet last year. But I mean, we played some big guys like Reigns and Buholtz, and we went up to Ohio to play St. Xavier, Herb Street's kid up there. And then, you know, the two back-to-back state championship games, I just felt like, you know, with all that under my belt, it was really, really easy for me to stay calm, cool, and collected, because it just nothing that, you know, you can throw at me that I haven't seen before. So I played in the big games, and I knew I was ready. I had the confidence myself, you know, even when coming down here, it may not have been obvious to everybody, but I knew that when I got my opportunity, I was going to be ready to go.
And also the receiving core you have. I mean, and the offensive line provided a lot of protection for you. Certainly, you know, having a Denarius Gray or Kobe Howard, and even a guy who was your favorite target on that night, J-Rock, Jason Lopez. About that, because he was bailing everybody out. Those catches were crazy.
Yeah, I mean, our coaches put together a phenomenal game plan, and we were repping 2-3-hour practices all week leading up to that game. And, I mean, I have to give a shout-out to my O-line, because they blocked nearly flawlessly the entire game. And I believe we gave up 2 sacks, and both of them were probably my fault, honestly, just kind of trying to make a play instead of sitting there a little bit longer. But you don't put up over 600 yards of offense in that game like we did without those guys up front. So, and to get to the receiving core and running backs, I mean, I'm just blessed. I truly believe I have the best receiving core in the country. And to have 3 running backs that are all Division I guys sitting beside you, I mean, a quarterback can't ask for anything else. And we executed the plan that our coaches gave us, and we came out on top, and I was really excited for our group.
Yeah, I probably, besides your family and me, the only other person was probably more excited was Juice. I texted him the other day, and he was beyond himself. You know, he was just, you know, he said, and he told me, he says, you know, everything works out for the good people. Preston, I can't thank you enough. I guess maybe I'm even going to see you this Thursday, because you guys moving the game up to Thursday this week may give us an opportunity to see you again. And thanks so much for taking the time. I know a lot of people are proud of you, your parents, and your kids, and your family. And thanks so much for taking the time and being with us for a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me on, and everything you do for providing a platform, you know, exposing these players all across Florida, maybe like the kids like me who were, you know, undervalued or overlooked in a smaller town like Ocala, and then eventually coming down to South Florida. But we appreciate everything you do.
Good stuff. Preston Wright, he's a senior quarterback at Chaminade, and if you get a chance to see him this Thursday, you're playing Miami Edison at Chaminade. That's going to wrap it up for us. I'm glad you enjoyed this program this week. We're going to be back at you again next week. Thank you to Danny Garcia. Take care and have a safe week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, Some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.